This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
News for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, and seemingly what has turned into an annual tradition. Brian, Windsor Lake is closed due to algae blooms.
Yeah, this has been going on year after year after year for as long as I can remember. I don't remember this happening decades ago, but obviously there is something that has hit there every year. I don't know if it's... if it's vandalism, I think it's a similar type of situation where you've got, you know, just uncontrollable growth that goes in there. And apparently this can be dangerous.
Yeah. And that's what I was just sitting here wondering. I'm like, what is dangerous about algae? Like, is it dangerous to us? Because I was also thinking that's convenient timing right after the 4th of July. That now it's getting shut down. I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know, like, how is that algae dangerous to the wildlife that's in there? Is it dangerous to the people in there? David Dishman has a story off the Coloradoan. But the lake is closed. The lake will reopen when algae levels are safe, according to the news release. But it does not say, like, what does this algae do? Why is it harmful?
It's got to be a problem if you're swimming or doing anything like that. It's got to be some kind of toxicity with it or something.
I would imagine so. Recreational activities on the lake, including tubing and water skiing, are not available, the town of Windsor announced in a July 7th news release. Non-motorized boats can use their permits at their own risk, but it's highly recommended individuals stay out of the water. The other areas, obviously, are still open. The Dr. Tom Jones Trail, the volleyball court, catch-and-release fishing is still okay. The playground and boardwalk park museum remain open, according to the news release.
Yeah, you wonder, okay, like, oh, catch and release is okay. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Like, listen, we're far from scientists.
No, I just haven't looked in, and I should know. As much as this has happened and it's been explained time and time again, I guess I just haven't let it soak in like my dad's financial advice. Are you looking into it? Is there anything?
I edited the, because I thought our news guy made a typo there, because it said Windsor Lake closed due to algal blooms.
Algebra. Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Couldn't math it out.
Algal?
Trigonometry shut down the Lake Powell.
Algal blooms?
Sure. Okay, you're asking me.
I thought it was
the scientific term for something we don't know.
Yeah, because then I Google, like, hey, dangerous algae blooms, and it says all of them say algal. Algal. I don't know.
I do not either. If somebody has the answer, please hit the text line, J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043, or let me know.
Under conditions, algae may grow out of control, and a few of these blooms, quote-unquote, produce toxins that can kill fish, mammals, and birds, and may cause human illness or even death in extreme cases.
There we go.
Other algae are non-toxic but eat up all of the oxygen in the water as they decay, clog the gills of fish and invertebrates, or smother corals and submerged aquatic vegetation.
Sounds like some nasty stuff.
This might be a really dumb question, but
why can't
you remove it?
Well, because it's pesky.
Is that a dumb question? I'm just, why?
Well, I don't know that it's that easy to just remove.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be killed.
When those levels are down, though? Okay, I need to go back and edit this.
Yeah, no, look. People who are much smarter than us and study things come up with these decisions.
Yeah.
And this has been ongoing, and people have gotten to where you expect it.
Correct.
You know, it's just going to happen. That's the thing with Windsor Lake. That's going to, That's going to be part of the deal.
No, it is, and I know that it is. I know that it irritates a lot of people because it has turned into an annual tradition of Windsor Lake being closed for this. I'm just confused because it's got to be. I mean, it's got to, with residents getting this irritated about it, I would imagine that at some point you got to do something about it instead of just shutting down the lake for a couple of weeks. Because then I guarantee you, we know the story. We've read the story. We've seen this story. We watched this movie before. They're going to shut it down for a couple of weeks. Those levels are going to get back under control. And then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to be open back up. And then another 3 weeks later, it's going to be shut back down.
Yeah, I'm glad they monitor it.
Oh, no, I'm not bashing them, but I'm like, how do we, I'm very solution-oriented.
You're mad at the algae.
Or the algal.
Algal, yes.
Very solution-oriented. How do we find a solution to this other than just, sorry, lake's closed?
We need a scientist to come up with the right thing to try to kill this stuff.
Well, I'm Dr. Schwint here, ready to. Let's just put a tractor in there.
Oh,
we'll just plow it.
I am sure they have searched high and low. Nature is not an easy adversary.
No, it
is. You know, when you're trying to combat it in something like this.
No, I understand. I do understand that. But Windsor Lake is closed for the foreseeable future. We'll let you know when they open it back up.
The Toxic Avenger is going to come climbing out of there.
Yeah, right.
I think
would anyone be surprised in this news cycle if it's like, hey, there's a toxic creature that just crawled out of the Windsor Lake? I wouldn't be. I'd be like, yeah, that seems par for the course.
Now, when you were young, did your mom spit cure everything? Like if you had an owie, your
no.
mother would put a little
no.
saliva on there and that would take care of things?
Sure didn't.
Okay.
Because we learned from your generation and said, hey, there's other things that'll do that. Cause
I don't know. I thought it was part of the Copenhagen grandma had going there that was a cure-all.
News for Northern Colorado presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. After 3.5 years and $1.4 million raised, construction on the long-awaited Veterans Honor Monument at Loveland Sports Park began last week. Reporter Herald reports workers Tuesday placed steel rods and poured slabs of concrete. The Honor Monument will be constructed on 2 acres near the entrance of the Loveland Sports Park at 950 North Boyd Lake Avenue. It will feature memorials to veterans from all U.S. military conflicts, multiple sculptures, an honor wall featuring the names of Loveland veterans, and space to host gatherings and events as well. Now, we emceed one of their events way back when.
We did at Ellis Ranch, I believe mm-hmm. it was, and we had gentlemen from this group putting this together on the air with us a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And that tells you what a process this has been, because they had put a lot of time into it up till then. Loveland does a fantastic job of honoring vets with their Veterans Day parade that they do, which is just awesome, and the park that they have there, and now what they're doing there. Hats off, Loveland. That's fantastic.
No, it truly is, and it's going to be quite the spectacle. It's going to be quite the
awesome.
Quite the monument that is going to be there as well, with some of the adaptations that we saw years ago. I'm sure they changed a little bit, but if it's anything close to that, man, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be really cool for everybody around Northern Colorado, but specifically for the Loveland residents. Let's take a quick look at the weather. I was begging and pleading those storms that were west of us to get here yesterday. Did not. It did cool down though yesterday afternoon as those clouds came across, and as the as the rain fell in other areas. A lot of areas did. We're part of the FOMO group, but as those other areas did get much needed rain, I was happy to see that. And today, what are we going to have?
Well, looks like another round.
Cody says hot but tolerable, highs in the 80s and 90s today. Triple digits on the western slope, southern Colorado and southwest Kansas. But those storms will stick around for Thursday and Friday as well. So maybe it's our turn today to get one of those storms as well for us here in northern Colorado. A few severe storms on the eastern plains. It is a rinse, repeat situation for the weather. Going to be hot. Going to hope that one of those stray clouds come over the top of you.
Yeah, it's pretty much what Cody told us on Monday when he came in here. He said Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at least, we're going to be unsettled with the potential of storms, but It's going to be hit and miss where they go. Yeah, I'd love to get the moisture from one. Not big on the storm part. You know, we can do without that. But the cloud cover that we did get yesterday was nice.
Well, you got approximately 14 raindrops was where we
ended. Right, I didn't even see that. Yeah.
We were driving around on the Razor. We had the family on the Razor last night, and we got hit by about 14 raindrops. And every time Tate got hit with one, he just put his hand on his head like, what the hell was that? What's going on? All right, Cody's joke. I walked past a farm and saw a sign that read, duck, eggs. I thought that comma seems really unnecessary, and then it hit me. That's really bad.
That is pretty rough.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough. I can usually find the humor. That's not, it's a slow burner.
No, it's not.
Yeah, a little bit. Because when you do the visual with it, I can picture him with his helmet on.
Yeah. I would like to be the one throwing the eggs. I would very much like that.
After that one, yes. What do we rate him? Scale of 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
2.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah. I'm good with that, too.
Comfortable with it.
Faye says, yep, my Cuban abuela rubbed rum from the bottle on the fridge on everything, LOL. I thought all homes had the big bottle on top of their fridges to clean out any injuries, Brian. So it was rum that they went with.
I'm totally down with that. I'm not a doctor, but I will be a patient.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Alcohol will help wounds inside and out. There you go. There's news for Northern Colorado presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Find them online at crp4x4.com. 7:18 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave.
So many great songs from the late, great Toby Keith. It would have been his birthday today. And every 4th of July, we see seemingly all of his songs climb the charts, Brian.
Oh, no doubt. He had such a string of great patriotic songs, but just it just feels American. You know, I mean, he just does. There's no way around it. Such a great artist and such a wealth of songs. When I look through all the things that he released, he has so many of those. You know, that I forgot about. You know the main ones, but then there's like 25, 30 other songs that you remember that you forgot about.
Yeah, he's one of those artists for me. That is one of those rare artists for me. You put it on that playlist and just let it go. There's
not a single song I won't listen to from him. Big Blue Note was great. Yeah. I like some of those. Dreamwalking was one of my favorite of his albums. The Upstairs Downtown, from that Boomtown album. You know, the first couple. Yeah, so much good stuff. And I love his quote. He was the one who really changed the way music was delivered because he started his own record label. He got tired of labels making all the money, owning the rights to everything. And he decided, I'm going to go my own way. And I loved his opening press conference when they said, how's this going to work? He said, well, I did the smartest thing a person could do. I signed the best singer in Nashville, and that's me. And I appreciated
enough.
That.
Fair enough. Apple Music did do a Nashville Sessions Toby Keith covered, and they did like Tyler Hubbard covered I Love This Bar, Ella Langley Wish I Didn't Know Now. They did a ton of these and got some of these up and comers. I Told You Who's That Man by Parker McCollum is so good.
I bet it is.
It's so good, and that one did a little bit of justice. My wife and I disagree on this wholeheartedly, but the worst song Toby ever cut was Red Solo Cup.
I interviewed him about that, and he knew when he wrote, he was writing it with the Warren Brothers, and they said, this is the dumbest thing any of us have ever written, but it's going to be a smash.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it when they did it. They laughed about it. This is the dumbest. This is the least hard we've ever had to work to write a song. And it just blew up.
Yeah, it did. Party anthem. I mean, he knew who he was writing for, who he was singing for in that. And my wife loves that song. And I just cannot stand that song.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing redeeming about that song.
It is impossible for me not to join in a chorus when that thing hits.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Not good for me.
And he would have agreed with you.
Yeah, I figured he would have.
Yeah, and he would have then laughed and said, you know what that piece of crap made?
Made me a lot of money is what it made him. If you're shopping for a new car but don't know where to start your financing, your answer is Weld Community Credit Union. From application to approval, they make the process stress-free. Stop by their location at 2555 47th Avenue or online at weldccu.com. Let's grab a quick break. Interesting for the Rockies. I know you're a 8-10 start tonight, but a new addition of the club is going to make their debut tonight. We'll have that for you.
I always like that.
Coming up on the other side, you're listening to Good Morning NOCO.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
I love it. 7:30 the time. It's
oh,
good
the
morning,
good
no
times go. That takes me back to, just hearing from that era.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, it's the best music out there. It is the best music out there. The Rockies taking on the Dodgers, got a nice win last night. Thank you to Alex Freeland, not Kyle Freeland, Alex Freeland, the Dodgers second baseman who threw the ball away and committed two errors.
Yeah, you showed me the final play. I obviously was nowhere near awake when that took place, and neither were the Dodgers. from the looks of that, and you were commenting when we were taking a look at it, this is something you used to see the Rockies do, and this is where they would get snake bit, and there's another way we lost one where, a snatched defeat out of the hands of victory, type of thing. But it happened to the Dodgers, and I couldn't have been more happy to see the clip. They really, really screwed up at the end there.
They did, and so when you keep saying like, hey, this team will never say die, you're not just saying it, you're actually factually accurate in that. Most runs in eighth inning or later in franchise history before All-Star break, previously it was 1996, they scored 104 runs before the All-Star break in the eighth inning or later. This year, 126 already.
So this is the best in 30 years.
Best in franchise history. Yep. Best in franchise history in scoring runs in the eighth inning or later. They just will not say die in this.
Uh-uh.
And tonight, the 2022 number 10 pick in the draft, Gabriel Hughes, will make his MLB debut for the Colorado Rockies.
You know anything about this kid?
I really don't. I'm excited because, listen, the current iteration of this organization, they've done a really good job of not calling guys up before they're ready. And Gabriel Hughes is going to be on the bump. He's going to be starting tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hell of a way to start against that lineup for Gabriel Hughes. He made history as the highest drafted player out of Gonzaga and just got his call up here going tonight. I'm curious to see what he's got because, they've done this with a couple guys, Sean Sullivan, and he showed a couple of flashes. He's been rocked as well. I mean, the younger pitchers,
it's hard.
It's really, really hard. And it's really, really hard for two reasons. Yes, the Coors effect is real. Playing at Coors Field is real. But I think it's a mental hurdle of playing at Coors Field. For Gabriel Hughes, hey, I don't have to start my career, my MLB career at Coors Field. No, you just have to start it against the Dodgers. So he's going tonight against the Dodgers to give Ryan Feltner an extra day. Feltner will pitch tomorrow against the San Francisco Giants. But it is a fun and exciting team this year. And I'm excited to see what Gabriel Hughes has in store. The Rockies' number 16 prospect, Gabriel Hughes, has been called up.
It's actually been fun watching the team this year, watching them improve. And I think they're going to avoid – I think they're easily going to avoid the 100-loss season.
I would agree with that.
I really do.
It's going to depend on what the front office does at the deadline. It is going to depend wholeheartedly on what this front office does at the trade deadline. If they stand pat, there's no doubt they avoid that. But if it's something where they're going to say, hey, we're still 2 years away from really being competitive. Let's go get a couple of these guys out there. Let's go get a couple more pitching prospects. Then I don't know, because that's when you start to see, you know, you're trading talent for the immediate, for the future, and that's always tough to gauge. I was trying to pull up Gabriel Hughes' minor league stats here.
Is he a big guy or?
Yeah, 6'4".
Okay.
Yeah, 6'4", 200 and some odd pounds. Yeah, big dude. But his minor league stats, he's 2-1 with a 4.63 ERA and a whip, which, again, if you have a whip, is a walk hit innings pitch. So how many people are is he allowing on? Mm-hmm. 1.22, which is really good. Really good. In his overall career, he's 13-12 in the minors. He's pitched in 50 games, again, with that whip of a 1.27. So I'm excited. Who the hell knows? But
yeah, and who knows what their intent is with him. Are they just bringing him up to get a little taste? You know, do right. that kind of thing, and well, just plan on sending him back down, but giving him this dip up here, or are there thoughts, let's see, and maybe keep him up there?
I think at this point, like, you come up and you perform, you're going to be here, because you're still not a good team, right? You're still not a good baseball team. So if you come up and perform, you've got a spot, especially on the pitching side of things. But Tomas Sugano's been down with an injury. Chase Dolander's still down with an injury as well. So that rotation's been beat up a little bit. So we'll see what Gabriel Hughes, but like Brian said, there's just still, if you love baseball, you love watching guys make their debut, and this is not one where, you know, you have to wait until that first hit wherever it is. Like, no, you're going to be in charge of the game from the word go, and I'm excited about that.
Was it Warming Bernabell or whatever?
Who had
been in the minors forever and then got that call up, and that was really cool to see that. I know when I got to see my nephew get called up, and listening to the announcers of the Orioles talk about how cool it was, even Jim Palmer, the great, talking about what a special thing it is to see a kid make their major league debut.
Yeah.
You know, when you know everything that them and their family went through to get to that point, to have that moment is really special.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. And I'm excited for Gabriel tonight. They're going up against Roki Sasaki, who has been suspect for the Dodgers. So, man, it'd be huge if they could come out and get a couple first inning runs.
Wouldn't that be great for him?
Yeah.
To just be able to ease in a little bit?
It'd be huge. All right, we've got Robin Farlman, Livestock Exchange, scheduled to join us on the other side. But first, let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Geary, my co-host, and joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is Robin Farlman with Livestock Exchange. Robin, good morning. How are we doing?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. We are doing good. A little cooler this morning. It's going to get hot again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It does seem like they're cooling it off a little bit for this weekend for what they're forecasting. Our meteorologist on Monday told us we'd be threatening, you know, the record highs that are set of 105 to 107. And it sounds like they're trying to back those off a little bit. So that's a positive side of things.
Absolutely. It is a positive side of things. And you know what? It is July and it is Colorado. And so, you know, we are game for this, right?
We are accustomed to this. We know what July is here. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier, just keep a little chart and see what time your deodorant fails each day. And that can tell you where we're at.
And again, my advice is, if you don't know, ask your coworkers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how close are you sitting, Brian?
thankfully, we're in different rooms nowadays.
So. He's got a white flag up right now.
Yep,
yeah, I don't
correct.
Know.
I'm just chucking Old Spice at him. Yeah, just chucking it at him. Robin, how are the markets looking here on a Wednesday morning?
You know what, gentlemen? This morning, things are just kind of on the overnight. they were pretty steady this morning when they opened up the, they are just a tick off, nothing major drastic. They are down, you know, 6 cents from where we were a couple weeks ago, just flip-flopping around a little bit. So feeders are in that 359 and fats in the 237. So fats are definitely down a little bit, but corn was up a tick. So no big major changes, but, you know, just kind of steady is where we like to see it. So hopefully it'll just kind of balance out and equal out a little bit this morning. So
yeah, that'd be good news. Yeah. Robin, this, of course, is the time where everybody loves owning cattle again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As long as we've got the grass down there. But I know that we've talked about it, but let's have that conversation again, especially with this heat that we are scheduled to have, and even if it's not record highs. Boy, those nutrients are just make or break this time of the year.
Oh, my gosh. And salt is so, so important. Make sure that you've got mineral and salt out there. That is so important in these times. I just can't emphasize that enough. So it'll tell you what the cattle are getting out of the, you know, by, I keep all the salt out. That's me personally. But I can sure tell what the grass is doing by what they're asking for. So yes, keep all those out. Very, very important. Ample water supply, clean those tanks. Yes. So don't forget that. That's one of the major important things.
It truly is. It truly is. Robin, I don't know if I ever followed up with you, and I meant to, but yes. Who ended up with the donkeys?
Oh my gosh. We had a lot of donkeys and they were cute.
Did you end up with one?
Well, I have one.
Okay.
And his name is Peppy.
Peppy. Okay. I was worried when you said his name is. I'm like, Brian, be ready.
I thought she said Epi, and I thought it was after a pen for, you know, allergies.
No. Peppy, and he is adorable. You know, he will just come running up to the fence. If you haven't gave him attention, I'm just telling you. Like... He is definitely a male. He's needy. I mean, I didn't say that.
No, you did, yeah, and we accept did. That completely.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I'll accept it.
I am needy.
Now sounds way worse, but what's his point?
Peppy, he is just there to, I don't know.
Similar question.
For when I wanted him.
Same question to your wife, Tanner.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I said, like, I didn't love that comment, because that was my follow-up. And listen, that was we didn't ever have animals on growing up, and still don't, that don't serve some sort of a purpose. That is my dad's one thing. It's like, hey, this is the purpose of this. And I've always said, well, why don't we get this? And we've never had that. So how long have you had Peppy around the farm there, Robin?
A couple months.
Oh, he's new.
Yeah, he's new. He was little, and he was cute, you know. That's the bad thing about a woman, you see. They're cute, and they're little, and they're babies, so we got to have them.
Yeah, that's well aware. I've been fending that off since I met my wife of, hey, we need this. No, we don't. No, we don't.
And hey, high enough, you know, I mean, you know.
You don't need to explain. You don't need to explain anything to me. Donkeys are cute. I would have one too, and that's the purpose they serve, is to amuse me and make me happy.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Brian had to come to your defense there, because I was going to give you a hard time about just throwing hay to Peppy, but I'm
glad.
No,
these were the answers I give my wife when the same thing is brought up, because I'm fun.
Robin, what do you got in store for us this week at Livestock Exchange?
Absolutely, gentlemen. We have a phenomenal sale lined up this week on the cattle side of things. We have a little bit of everything coming in. We do have some feeders coming in. We have some couple of horses coming in, older horses. And we have got bred cows, and we've got pairs. So we've got a lot of stuff going on here. And that's this Thursday. We start at 9 o'clock with our weigh cows and bulls, go to the baby calves. And I think I'm going to have around 12 or 13 of those calves in that 250, 300 pound range as well. And so those will be around 11:45, and then pairs and breads at noon, and then stocker feeders to follow. So we'll have a nice sale lined up, and they can sure log on to the website and look at any of those advanced consignments. We'll be checking those pairs, mouthing them. They have been with the bulls. So if you're still looking for some black baldy cows, we do have some of those here today. And then we are gaming up. We've got a lot of hay coming in for the hay auction. And then also our consignment auction. And I want to tell you, gentlemen, we have some phenomenal equipment out here. We've got some really nice stock trailers out here. Gosh, a 2026 GR stock trailer. We've got a couple of aluminum trailers as well. Really nice 2013 Titan 28-footers, 2013 Platinum aluminum trailer 28-footer. We've got just got in consignment a Case IH round baler, RBX 561, excellent condition. Just rolling out of the baling, and we've got the swather and everything that goes with it. We've got a lot of nice stuff, feed trucks. We've got antique shoe drill with a wood box on it if you're looking for some yard art or something to restore. We've got all kinds of good things. So I encourage everybody to log on to the website. It has everything on there as well. The two feed trucks we've got at 89 International with a mooring box on it. Everything works good, runs good. Everything I've got talking about, and we have got a fantastic, if you're looking for a 60-foot boom bucket truck, we've got that as well. So there'll be lots of the 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 clean, one owner, a lot of really nice things, a windmill. So log on to the website at livestockexchange.org and check us out, and it'll have videos of anything that's running on there, as well as Cattle USA. So there's two ways to look at everything that we have consigned. And it'll be updated. It's updated daily. So if you've got something that you need to sell or get gone, we can sure do that for you, whether it be cattle or hay, or if you've got some equipment or yard. You know, we have lawn care stuff on this auction as well. So lots of stuff out there. And, again, that will be next Saturday, the 18th. But, so, yeah, come see us this Thursday. Check out what we got in the lot over there, and get ready to come see us again next weekend.
Is that is that sale going to be on Cattle USA as well, Robin? Is that going to be?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
It will be live and be on Cattle USA. So you can bid on the phone, or you can stand out there and bid right there. So or bid if you're sitting at home. You've come by and looked and seen what you wanted. We've got definitely more ways than one that you can bid and buy.
That is awesome. And yeah, you literally do have a little bit of everything for everyone out there. So get ready for that. And forgive me, Robin, what time does that start next Saturday?
Yes, the hay sale will start at 10 o'clock, just like normal. And then this sale, the consignment sale, will start at 1. So
there you go. Make your plans to get down there. Robin, as always, we thank you so much for your time, your insight, and we'll let you get back to Pet and Peppy out there.
Absolutely, gentlemen. You know, whether it's politically correct, but Peppy, you know, he is an ass, but he's a really nice one.
And that is perfectly correct. And everybody wants one of those.
How long were you debating whether you should say that or not, is my question, Robin.
Probably since I said Peppy. But you guys are politically correct. So
oh, always, always.
What you guys do. I appreciate you so much.
Robin, thank you so much for your time. There you go. There's Robin Farlman, Livestock Exchange.
She's great.
I knew, like, I could hear it. I'm like, what is she wanting to say right now?
Well, and did you hear the change in her voice every time she spoke of Peppy?
Mm-hmm.
There was just I mean, it changes. You could just hear the cuteness.
Just an absolute waste of money.
Not at all.
Absolute waste of money there. But check it out. The consignment auction going to be going on next Saturday. LivestockExchange.org. That's LivestockExchange.org. That'll get underway at 1 o'clock. I know there's a lot of good equipment down there on that. So I know.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
I didn't know. I understand a word she said about it. But I think
that was expected. That was expected. Yeah. Very good. LivestockExchange.org. All right. Let's get a break here. Let's jump out to the Daybreak Ag Report. Well, we've got our daily on pace report from Sport about the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, where are we at?
On pace, at the current pace, Rockies will end up 66-96. I also do love that we just trust his math. I don't know why that's just dawned on me, but we're just like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, I trust the good doctor over us on that.
No, I do too, because like it could be way off, but we also, I mean, he
there's a lot of blind faith.
Yeah, and blind faith both ways there. Way better than last year, but it's still wise to keep optimism reined in. And it's crazy to me, but I think everyone in this building, I don't know where you stand, I guess, but Dustin and Brady both are like, no, do not trade any of the guys at the deadline.
Yeah, I'm...
You're with them?
Yeah.
We may have to have a 1v3 argument coming up in the 9 o'clock hour then, because you've got to keep adding. You've got to be very selective of the guys that you move, but you do have to keep adding young talent, because it's... The goal is not 66 wins. The goal is not that. So you've got to keep getting additions, and a lot of times it is addition by subtraction. So we'll have that conversation. Maybe.
All right, you can just buy people.
Yeah.
That's the way baseball works.
And there's a lockout coming, so none of it matters.
That
anyways.
Really doesn't.
Nope. Smash, Trash, or Compost coming up on the other side. You are listening to Good Morning NoCo, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.